May 24, in God's workshop. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. The Word of God has served as a mighty cleaver to separate the children of God from the world. As they are taken out of the quarry of the world, they are as rough stones, unfit for a place in the glorious temple of God. But they are brought into the Lord's workshop to be hewed and squared and polished, that they may become precious, accepted stones. This work of preparation for the heavenly temple is going on continually during probationary time. We are naturally inclined to desire our own way and will, but when the transforming grace of Christ takes hold upon our hearts, the inquiry of our souls is, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? When the Spirit of God works within us, we are led to will and to do of the Lord's good pleasure, and there's obedience in heart and action. Christians are to be God's noblemen who will never grovel in bondage to the great adversary of souls, but will bind themselves to God, catching inspiration from Him whom they love, who is high and lifted up. The soul that loves God rises above the fog of doubt. He gains a bright, broad, deep living experience and becomes meek and Christ-like. His soul is committed to God, hid with Christ in God. He will be able to stand the test of neglect, abuse, and contempt because his Savior has suffered all this. He will not become fretful and discouraged when difficulties press him because Jesus did not fail or become discouraged. Every true Christian will be strong not in the strength and merit of his good works, but in the righteousness of Christ, which through faith is imputed unto him. We are to occupy some place in the Lord's spiritual temple, and the important question is not as to whether you are a large or a small stone, but whether you have submitted yourself to God that he may polish you and make you emit light for his glory. If we are in the Lord's temple, we must emit light. Are we permitting the heavenly builder to hew and square and polish us? Have we faith to rest in him?